Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has moved and brought us back home into the kingdom, into your presence, and into your provision, and into your leading. Thank you, Lord, that we can stand together with you and represent this kingdom in every way, Lord, because you are with us and you for us. And so who can be against us? Only the powers and principalities of darkness. But thank you, Lord, we have the victory in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 4 from verse 12 to 15, NIV translation. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set the example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourselves to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy, when with the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We must be examples in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Taking hold of the scriptures morning by morning, letting the Lord waken us up and allowing the Spirit to flow in us and through us. And we need to be diligent in the matters of dedicated to God, called by God, dedicated to God, live for God, so that people may see our progress. And yesterday, Pastor Drini shared that video with us, where they were talking about the aborted kids. Their fetal tissues is being put into the food supply as a fragrant enhancer. And guys, when we see these things, we got to turn away from evil. You know, the Bible says in that there, what fellowship has light with darkness? Come out from among them. And then the wonderful thing he says, when you come out from this deception and these wrong things, and that he says, I will be a father to you, and you will be my children. And then he goes in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and so you will be holy and blameless, spirit and soul, spirit, soul, and body, as you hold on to the fear of the Lord. What's the fear of the Lord? The instruction of wisdom. You stay in tune with God. When you see problems like this and deception, you stand up against it. And because what does the Bible say? We must stand. We mustn't fall in this evil day, Ephesians chapter 6. So we stand, and we stand in the goodness of God, doing the right things, standing, living the right life. And, you know, and when we hear these type of things, many times we want to run. I mean, it's been the abortion issue. It's been the vaccination issue. It's been down the lockdown issue. It's the G5 issue. All these things are brought by the Antichrist that love death. Those that don't love the Lord love death. And all these things are brought about death. That's one thing. Many people have died. Millions of babies have been aborted. And that's children. Those are children that were made to come into this world. And they, just as each and every one of us, with a purpose, but we've allowed that purpose to be nullified even in the womb. And all these things are kill. The vaccinations kill, or bring about the slow death, lie, steal, kill, and destroy, all the works of the devil. And another thing they all do is they make money. And this is what, when we, the lockdowns, you go look and you see who made the money. You'll see the kings of the world and their lackeys and those that are bowed to them, all making money, taking part in wickedness and then lacking money. And in Proverbs 24, it says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So we mustn't faint in the day of adversity, guys. This is a time not to go put your head in the sand. This is a time to stand. Stand in the full armor. Stand together with your Lord and Savior in kingdom realities. Amen. And he goes on to say, rescue those who have been taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. And then if you say, behold, we did not know this. Yes, you lying, because you know this. It's the watchmen that are taking note in it, and they're bringing these things out. We hear it, and we have got to just look further. What are you saying, Lord? And then apply ourselves. He goes on, if you say, behold, we do not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? So, you know, we've been made aware of these things, and we're going to be made aware of it. Now we choose. Now the whole decision is, do you serve God or don't you serve God? Are you a secret agent Christian, or are you a Christian that lets your light shine? So we've got to stand up, guys. Take the opportunity to stand in the midst of this evil and show who we stand for and who we agree with, and not fall for this deception and these lies. And then we can go here to Malachi chapter 3. And here the Lord is speaking in 13, Malachi 3 verse 13. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. And you say, but how have we spoken against you? And then the Lord says, you have said it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of us keeping his charge, his commandments, his will, or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Now this is what does not please the Lord. When you just see this thing and you think they are getting away with it, and there's no repercussions, and all they're doing, they lying, steal, killing and destroying, and then they're getting richer. And that's the deception. That is, God has been around from the beginning. God has always been there. And whenever wickedness stood up in it, he let it go for a time, and then there was judgment. And this is what's coming, guys. So we need to see further than what the way things just look. And we need to know our word and know what happened to the Midianites that stood up against the people of God, the people that came against Esther. Remember that. Moses. And all, every time darkness stood up, God came through. So in the same way, and then he goes on. And he speaks, so that is not the group you want to be. Not, you don't want to be in that group, calling the evil good and the good evil. And then he goes on, verse 16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. So we've got to fear the Lord. What's the fear of the Lord? The instruction of wisdom, Proverbs 15, verse 33. And before honor is humility, we bow ourselves, we come to God. Lord, what do we do in this situation? What's the right way of thinking, the right attitude, and the right action? And then the Lord shows us a way. So we arise and shine in the darkness. Thick darkness covers the earth, but you arise and shine. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angel armies. In the day when I take up my treasured possession, I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. Can you see, guys, we are in the valley of decision, of making a decision. Who do you stand for? Who do you speak for? Who do you live for? Evil or good? The Lord of the angel armies, or the Lord of death? So, it's time to stand, guys. That's it. Yeah, it's time for the sons of God to arise and shine. Darkness covers the earth, but you arise and shine, for your light has come. Amen.
Amen.